To you out of the book of Hosea, the first chapter, and I'll read verses 7 through 10 for your consideration. Bible reads, "But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen." Now, when she had weaned Loruamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said God, "Call his name Loruamah, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God." Supporting scripture coming from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Where the Bible reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Ye are not my people. There it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God." Based on those verses, I'd like to use the thought of subject this morning. I'm nothing but a child of God. Amen. I'm nothing but a child of God. God is our everything. Hallelujah. Somebody know him this morning. Know that he is just that God, that when you need him the most, the Lord God is able to step right on in. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God is our everything this morning, and we just love the Lord this morning. We thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. We just thank God for being God all by himself, being that kind of God that we can serve him even in the comforts of our home. He can be our everything right there, and we don't have to wait till we assemble ourselves together in this house, but it's good to know God in your own house. Hallelujah. There are many times that we find ourselves calling on the name of Jesus, asking the Lord to just help us to make it throughout this day. We so many times worry about tomorrow, but if the Lord God just bless us to make it through today, then the Lord have kept his promise, for he told us that he never leave us, neither would he forsake us. So I believe it's a good day today to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And I love what David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth." Somebody ought to be glad to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glad to know that the Lord God is right there by our side. Glad to know that God has allowed us to go through another week's journey. And as we come together, we ought to magnify the Lord. We ought to just glorify his holy name and just give God thanks for all that the Lord God has done. As we left here on last Sunday to this moment right now, there are many things that may have transpired in our lives, but it's just good to be able to say, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm here. I'm still here at least one more time." And I thank God for the beautiful spirit that abides in this place. I'm thankful and I honor the Lord our God, and I want to stay humble at his feet to be able to stand and declare a word from the Lord in a time such as this, a time when the people of God need to know that every one of us need to be appreciative this morning for the sacrifices that were made that we could come into the house of God or go into any house of worship and praise him in spirit and in truth. Many individuals have died to pave the way for us, and there are many still working diligently now to allow us to be able to come to wherever we'd like to go. And we ought to be thankful to God that we've been able to labor here in this vineyard. We ought to thank God for those that we celebrate, even as we celebrate throughout the weekend, Dr. Martin Luther King. a true leader of God's people, a leader that loved God, a leader that realized that it was because of the God that was in him that he fought and labored in the vineyard for the equality and justice for all mankind, not just for the black man, but for all men, whatever their nationality might be. So we continue to celebrate his legacy. We continue to celebrate the fact that he began to do a move that is still ever moving. And he had and made a speech one day about having a dream, and that dream has come into a reality. We have come a mighty long way, and we are able to say that I'm blessed to have lived under the leadership of the first black American president of the United States of America. And so we got a lot to be thankful for. We see that the legacy and the life did not go in vain. But we also have to be realistic and know that the struggle is not over. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of dreams that must come to pass. There are a lot of us that still got something that we can contribute to this cause of life. But we're sitting down on the stools of do nothing. We are looking and waiting for the other man to open up a door that we got to walk in for ourselves. But it's about time for us as a people to stand up and be counted. We've been declaring all over the land, and you've heard about get your ID so that you be prepared to vote. If you don't have your ID by now, it's shame on you. But do know that it's not ever too late this morning for the same lives and the death that they died for our cause and for the freedoms that we have. We ought to be men and women enough to at least try to do our part. If the only thing that you can do is go to the poll and cast your vote, then you ought to be ready to do that, willing and able. If you're not able, I believe somebody will help you along the way. We ought to think about what those have labored, enslaved, and been enslaved and done those things that have paved the way for us. And what are we going to do other than just sit here and wait on a handout? We got to learn that it's time for us to be about our Father's business. For the Bible declares faith without works is dead. So if we say that we love God, then we ought to act like we are children of God. If we're going to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, let's celebrate in his example. Being men and women that are willing to do what we can for the cause of Christ. To be just to one another, to treat one another like we would like to be treated. I thank God for the legacy that I stand in this position right here. Dr. Frank D. Betts, he labored in this vineyard. But I thank God when he passed over the baton, there wasn't a whole lot of work to be done. All we had to do is continue to build on the foundation that was already laid. So I thank God to be able to follow a great man of God. A lot of men, a lot of women of God may not have got the prestige. They may not be talked about in all of the history books. But you got to know that there's somebody that's been in your life that have helped you make a way out of no way. So we got to continue to stand against injustice. We got to continue to stand and know that we are somebody. We talk about here in Fowles Chapel, everybody being somebody. But a lot of time we don't treat one another like we are. We better get our acts together and know that it's all about the spirit of a mighty God. We lift up the name of Jesus on last week. We thank God for all that he done. But we got to understand that every day is a day of thanksgiving. We just can't praise him when things are going good. We just can't go along with the program when we're getting our way. But when there's opposition there, when there's obstacles in the way, you got to learn how to stand up and be counted. You got to learn to still be a proud man or woman of God. And don't lower your standards just because of what they say. You got to understand that you are somebody because of who God made you. You may not be able to change the color of your skin, but you are able to change your attitude. You are able to change your character this morning. If you know that you are a child of God, then you ought to be like God wants us to be. Stop being disobedient like the children of Israel. That's why I brought you that same little old message from Hosea this morning to let us know that God is going to declare one day that we are not his people and he is not our God. We don't act like we are God's people when we see God's people walking up and down the street, and yet we act like we don't see them. We have the tendency, the audacity to look down on somebody else. They're acting like it's all about us. But I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning to let somebody know that it's all about the power of a loving God. When we look back in the pages of history, man has always fallen short and been disobedient. And God has always been a merciful God. I thank God for being that kind of God that will hear our humble cry. Is there anybody in the house this morning? Are you talking to God for yourself? Are you laying anything on the table this morning? Are you asking the Lord God to step in and to do the things that need to be done? I want to know, is there anybody in the house this morning that God can depend on? That when the going gets rough, you won't be the first one to run up out the door. But you will stand flat-footed and say, I am a child of a mighty King. Let the wind come and let the wind blow. But I'm going to stand up for the power of a loving God. Too many times we get caught up in our mess. We get caught up in our feelings. We're always talking about what they said about us. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that God wants us to open up our blinded eyes. God wants us to stop listening to the enemy. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. Stop worrying about what John is doing. Stop worrying about what Daryl is doing. And turn from your own wicked ways. If you are a child of the Almighty King, then when the Bible says, if my people, are you not a child of the King? Are there any sheep in the house this morning that know that you are a sheep of an Almighty God? A God that has been right there by your side. A God that will do what nobody else can do. I just stopped by to tell somebody that God wants us to get out of our disobedient spirit. God wants us to stop acting like it's all about us. He wants us to do more than just hear the word of God. But you got to be a doer as well as a hearer. When you hear that the wages of sin is death, you better know that the Lord God is right there by your side. For the Lord God has told us through the word of God, there comes a time that you ought to celebrate. There's a time that you ought to give God the glory. Every time God wakes you up in the morning, that's another day to give God thanks. Is there anybody in the house that come to tell my God, thank you? I just want to thank the Lord because I found out that I am a child of the King. I don't want the Lord to get mad at me, but I want to do what thus said the Lord my God. God told me, John, go down there and open up your mouth. Tell them all about the wages of sin being death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I want you to take them back in the pages of history. Let them know that there was a time when the children of Israel, they began to serve idol gods. They looked to other gods other than me, but tell them I said, I am the God. I'm a jealous God, and that's to have no other God before me. I don't care how much you pay for that automobile. Don't let that be your God. I don't care how white your carpet is. Don't let that be your God. But if God is going to be your God, you better turn to God. You better seek out God's face. You better pray to the Lord our God, because God want to hear somebody that said, for the Lord I live, and for God, I'll die. But I see where King Solomon realized that some people don't act like they're a child of the King. That's why he said, if my people. You see, there's a conjunction there. If you are God people or not, is there anybody here that say, I am a child of the King? Is there anybody here that want to hear what he told Hosea? He said, Hosea, I want you to go out there because you're a child of the King. But I want to let you know you're going to live a hard life. Go out there and get you a wife from the whoremonger. Get one that is not all that. Get one that they've been talking about. Get one that's not going to be faithful unto thee. But I found out if you do what the Lord say, do. It don't matter what nobody else say. For the Bible said that he went out and he married this wife. He began to have the children. The first child came along and he began to let him know this is just a sign that right here in Jezreel, everything is going to be all right. But I'm the Lord my God, and I'm going to come and clean up house. I'm going to get everything in order. I'm going to shake it like it's in a funeral. And when you get in there, I'm going to shake out the rough part. And I'm going to keep the good flour because I got some baking to do. I want to know if there's anybody here going to be left after you get in the shifter. There's somebody in here that's going to come up into a lop of clay. Not going to be able to go down to the tree. But I thank my God that God said when you have the next child, she's going to let the people know that I'm not going to show you no mercy. I'm not going to have any pity on you because I told you that I'm God. I told you to stop serving the idol God. I'm going to let you get robbed and take everything back that you got. But then the Lord God told him, I'm going to let you have one more child. And when you have this boy child, I want to let you know a bad situation because you are not my people and I won't be your God. You won't do what I told you to do. You won't treat your neighbor right. You won't sing on the choir. You won't be a doorkeeper. You won't even go down on bended knee. I told you to work in the vineyard while it was day in your life. But now you see us sitting around looking at everybody else. You've been disobedient to me. So I'm not your God. Don't call me your shepherd. Don't tell me that I'll make everything all right. Because I'm going to take my hand off of you. I'm going to stop blessing you. If you ever get in a position where you don't have God on your side, oh Lord, you're going to be most miserable. Laid down on the bed of affliction. Looking up to some hills that are not there. But if you know the power of God, my God said, I will bless the house of Judah. I will bless my chosen one. We've been bad and we've been out of the will of God. But is there anybody glad that God is a merciful God? Is there anybody glad that God looked beyond your fault and blessed your very soul? Is there anybody in the house know that you hadn't been all of that? You're not a bag and a pack of chips, but you are a wretch undone. I'm nothing but a filthy rag. But when you look at this rag, the blood of Jesus, washed me, made everything all right. If the Lord God told somebody that I'm not your God, you are not my people, but he thought another clause in there. He said, but everybody is a child of God. I thank God. I thank my God that he's my father that sits high and he looks down low. Ain't nothing but a child of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good. He is so merciful that even after our disobedience, he is still able to step in. He's still able to show mercy, to show his love, and to let us know that you are mine. You see, don't just run just because you heard that trouble is coming. But if you're a believer, you keep praying, you keep hanging in there, and your prayer should be some going to be lost, but God going to carry me on home. Because in every situation with the children of Israel, there was always a small remnant left. And those were the ones that said, I'm going to heed to your word. I may have to suffer, but I'm going to hold on to your word. And as I hold on to your word, I know that my deliverance, it will come. I don't know when it's going to come, but because I believe and I prayed about it, I seeked out the Lord's face. I turned from my wicked ways. And now, Lord, I hear you hearing me now because I feel a difference when I pray. I feel a difference in my heart when I talk to God. Am I talking to anybody in here? That was a time when you were just talking to God. But now when you talk to God, you start to feel something. You start to know that God is hearing your sin-sick prayer. You start to realize that the Lord God is right there in your prayer room. And you allowed that position to be your secret closet. And told the Lord all about your troubles. And the Lord heard you in secret But he's going to let the world see how he can bless, take us out our mess, and put us in his marvelous light so that the Lord God can move and do the things that need to be done. There's going to come a time that we will be disobedient. And we will fall short of God's glory. But part of Hosea's prophecy was not only was they going to lose everything, but he flip-flopped it and said, your blessings are going to be so grand that you will be able to be, not even to be numbered, because there'll be so many of you, it'll be like the sand on the seashore. What a God we serve. A God that can turn in vengeance and said, I'm going to close my hand on you. But at the same token, because he is God, he can open it back up and allow you to be blessed. Be one of the remnants that left. That no matter what your neighbor believes, you're going to believe in the power of God. Because at the end of the day, if somebody say God don't love you, as long as you know that you got the love of Jesus, and you can declare, I'm nothing but a child of God. He made me. He continues to take care of me. And when I fall in the dirt, he gives me the strength to get back up. There are those that love that old commercial, love to laugh at the elders. It says, I've fallen and I can't get up. But then somebody realized that I'll give you something, Elder, that when they won't be there to get you up, press the button. And God will send somebody. Every creation is not bad. We got to learn how to move with the changes of God. And what Sister Bernice can understand or handle, it might not be my day just yet, but that don't mean God is going to deny me. He's just going to bless me in a different kind of way, a way that I can understand, a way that I will receive it. So don't begin to look out of the corner of your eyes and think that somebody besides you are being more blessed than you are. We're all being blessed by the best, and he loves all of us. He's a God without respect of persons. And we're living in a time such as this, when many, I don't know whether they've turned to idol gods or whether they just don't believe in God altogether, but we are not doing what the Lord God will require us to do. Every believer in here, don't be ashamed to share the good news and to just tell somebody that God loves you. And God is a forgiving God, because somebody's not going to be able to hear that because they're not going to anybody's church house. You got to be their church. The church ought to be in us. Out of all the people that heard the words of Hosea when he said that you're going to be destroyed, you're going to lose everything. But then God says that he even told them that you are not my people, and I'm not your God. Just for one brief moment, imagining yourself separated completely from God, no connection whatsoever. No one standing in the gap. You over here, God's over there, and God said, I don't know nothing about you. None of us should wish that on our worst enemy. Because your enemy may get on your nerves, but if there's enough God in you, then you even want God to bless your enemy, that enemy would turn around and stop being so mean and realize that there's a loving God that loves all of us. And I'm finished this morning, but I just want to let you know that whenever the enemy back you up into a corner, and begin to make you believe your yesterdays and get so caught up in the if and which and the buts, You just talked to the power of a loving God. And don't let the enemy pull you down. The enemy reminds you and tells you that God said that he's not going to be your God and you are not his people. But you can cry out, I am his child. He died for me. And in dying for us, he says, come. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden.